It started as a strange anecdote in the middle of a rugby league radio broadcast, but now a racism row has ended the career of former coach and veteran ABC football caller Warren Ryan. His colleague David Morrow remains suspended while the ABC investigates how and why the term old darky was used to describe footballers last month. Warren Ryan resigned yesterday, saying he wouldn't be apologising because that would be insincere. Simon Santo reports for AM.
Warren Ryan introduced the term old darky while calling a recent Roosters Bulldogs NRL match.
There's a line in the movie where the old darky says, you know, someone says quitting time. He said, it's not quitting time, I say quitting time. And then he yells out, quitting time. You know, in other words, you mustn't do that. That's our job.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you mustn't get it right.
He was suspended for those comments along with his colleague ABC caller David Morrow, who can be heard laughing in the background. The 73-year-old ex-footballer, ex-premiership-winning coach turned expert ABC commentator had planned on retiring at the end of the season. Now he's brought it forward and complained in a letter given to a newspaper that he was just quoting from the Hollywood classic Gone with the Wind.
What Warren Ryan has said is completely unacceptable and it's insulting.
Linda Burney is the chairperson of the National Indigenous Rugby League Council. A Wiradjuri woman, Ms. Burney is also a trailblazer in politics as a former New South Wales government minister and now the deputy leader of the opposition.
I have not heard that term old darky or darky for something like 40 years. Whether or not he was quoting from Gone with the Wind is neither here nor there. It was completely inappropriate. It is belittling to Aboriginal people and people with dark skin, and he needs to understand that there is absolutely no place whatsoever in today's society for that sort of language, not that there ever was.
He says he won't be apologising because he's not nothing to apologise for.
He doesn't understand or accept that he's done anything wrong, when in fact he has done an enormous disservice not only to himself, not only to the calling of rugby league, but also to the station and, more importantly, to the broader community.
So if Warren Ryan had mentioned the film and the old darky term, but had then gone on to clarify how that would be racist today and very hurtful, would you have had a problem?
Well, I can't imagine why he'd do that in the middle of a football broadcast, and clearly he can't understand it either. I don't think that it would have worked in that context.
In his resignation letter, Warren Ryan pleads for David Morrow to be spared, saying he wasn't even listening and was busy retrieving other sports results from his smartphone.
I have to say that it's very disappointing that there was a laugh from David there, given the fact that we had spent an enormous amount of time working with David through issues of a similar nature 12 months ago, but I don't know the circumstances enough to make a comment.
The ABC says it is yet to receive the resignation letter and its investigation into both broadcasters is incomplete.
Simon Santo.